Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station.
During December, Christmas Day, people are hollering on some. You gotta start the year with this young lady. She's put KZN on the map. Apparently, it's the first time ever KZN's won this title, and you've brought it home. I'm highlighting an incredible young lady as we go back to school. This 13-year-old has done some magic. Ntando Khuzwayo is her name. On the 21st of December last year, she won the prestigious title of Pre-Teen Universe South Africa 2024, everybody. At a very young age, she's also an author. Published, babes, okay? And she is currently at Durban Girls College. She's in her uniform. She's looking fantastic with a sash, because you gotta know this. I know she does some philanthropic work as well, giving away shoes and giving back to the community. Very passionate about reading. But enough of me talking about you. Let's meet you. Hello, Ntando. How are you?
Good morning to all the East Coast Radio listeners, and also good morning to ma'am. I'm very excited to be here and thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so sweet calling me ma'am. Do me a favor, get as close to that mic as possible. You're sounding a little distant. There we go. So tell me about this Miss Pre-Teen Universe. What is this pageant about, and why did you enter it?
Pre-Teen Universe is about sisterhood and promoting sisterhood.
Mm.
And I entered it in 2022. I didn't get the crown. I ended up in top six, but wow. I said, I'm not going to give up. So I entered again in 2025, and yeah. I entered it again. Pre-Teen Universe is where there's four queens.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-teen, petite teen, and teen get to go to a different country to represent South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And since I won, I'm going to be able to represent South Africa in Dominican Republic in April.
Okay, girl. Dominican Republic, here you come. I love it. So this title of preteen South Africa, do you have things that you have to do? Do you have to do, I know with most pageants, you have to do community work, you have to be involved. Are there things like that that are part of the tasks at hand?
Yes. We have to do quite a lot of community work, and we've just partnered up with Phonetics, where children 6 to 10 years old, we donate tablets to them and we teach them how to read in 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I also choose 3 girls who I get to pay for their sanitary pads so that, wow, they'd be able to go to school and not sit at home because they don't have any sanitary pads.
Oh, that is incredible. So what's it like back to school? And this time around, not just going back to school, you're going back as a Miss Pre-Teen Universe. How's that? Are people like, girl, can I be your best friend? Hey, are you getting that vibe?
Yes, I'm getting that.
They want to come to Dominican Republic, okay? So how has it been beginning the new year with this title? And of course, knowing that April's around the corner and you got to go compete. What's it like?
Quite exciting, because you never know what could happen.
Mm.
I believe that I can become Pre-Teen Universe International.
Yes, when I girl. Yes, they must know. They must know, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I normally say things I want to see, because power of life and death is in the tongue.
Yes.
And even before I went for Pre-Teen Universe South Africa, mm, I told my mom that I see myself in that crown. I see myself in that crown. And I ended up becoming Pre-Teen Universe South Africa for 2025.
And you've just declared on the radio with your tongue, girl, that you will be Pre-Teen Universe the world. Right? Now, outside of being an author and writing a lovely book, which I believe you distributed out at a school in Phoenix, talk to me about it.
I have released my book for an incubator program. Mm-hmm. The book that I release is called Blossom,
yes,
and it's only the limited edition copy.
Right.
And it's a prescribed book for grade 7s in Phoenix Pioneer Primary School. I hope when I release the official copy that I'll be able to make more books to not just be in KZN, but to also be, yeah, around South Africa, so that more children will be able to read with understanding, because there's a quite like large amount of children in grade 4 that struggle to read with understanding.
Mm.
So I want to make it my mission that every child can get an equal opportunity at success.
Oh, wow. I love that. Your answers are just, no wonder you have a crown sitting next to your child. No wonder you have a crown. Tell me about your passion for giving back. I believe you do some work with giving back school shoes and that kind of thing. Talk to me about that.
I give school shoes when school's about to start, and I give it to the school called Domani.
Mm-hmm.
I also do quite a lot of other charity work. I did sewing for scrunchies and I sold them for 20 rand. Mm-hmm. And after I sold them, all the profit went into buying some treats and toys and blankets for the dogs at SPCA because mm-hmm. I really love animals.
Yeah.
And I do quite a lot of charity work that I don't do on camera because I want to respect the people's privacy so that the camera is not always in their face. And I also don't like showing the stuff that I do a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. But that's what I like to do. And now that I've won Preteen Universe South Africa, it's kind of what I have to do and like put the camera in their face, which is what I don't like to do.
Right, right. So tell me, what does the future look like? What are you looking at a Miss South Africa in the future? A Miss Universe South Africa? Where are you looking in the pageantry world? What does the future look like for you?
Preteen Universe South Africa was supposed to be my last pageant.
Okay, but
since I won,
yeah.
Preteen Universe International will be my last pageant because I want to focus more on my academic. And I also want to make sure I can get a white blazer in grade 12.
Okay, white blazer. All right, that's the academic blazer, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I never wore that one. I just saw it from a distance. But that is fantastic. Uh-huh. And what do you see for your future with regards to career-wise? I know you're quite passionate. Is it about science?
Yes, I want to become a medical scientist mm-hmm. because when I was in starting grade one, mm-hmm. I just finished grade zero. Mm-hmm. I got sick and nobody understood what was wrong. And I was admitted to the hospital. The doctors kept doing numerous amounts of tests, but they never saw the issue. Mm. And I could feel it in my body that there was something wrong.
Right.
So I want to become a medical scientist to help people with their illnesses and I also want to make a cure for cancer, actually.
Wow.
And I'm already thinking of different ways I could make a cure for cancer.
Oh, I love that. I love it. And lastly, what is your advice to young girls just like you? You said to your mom, I'm going to win that title. You went out there, you won that title. You said, Mom, I'm going to win the international title. I'm almost certain come April, I'll be announcing on the radio that you've won that title as well. What do you say to other girls who want to chase their dreams just like you, but are just a little bit nervous and a little bit scared?
To believe in themselves, because if you don't believe in yourself, then who's going to believe in you for you?
Mm-hmm.
And to not let anyone's words hurt you. If someone's bullying you, just know if they're bullying you, it's because they think there's something that's intimidating them to bully you. So there's something in you that you have that's very special. So, and also bullies are normally people who don't really have the best intentions and who are hurting. So don't let their hurt words hurt you.
Wow. Don't let their hurt words hurt you. Dando! You are a special blossom, as your book is titled, Blossom. And you're amazing. I believe Mom is ready. She is going to drive you straight back to school, girl, because you want to get your white blazer. Okay? So thank you for taking time off the first day of the academic year to come and hang out with us for a few minutes. We appreciate it. And well done on this accomplishment, bringing it home to KZN. And we are almost certain you're going to bring it home to Mzansi. And remember, the first interview you do is with who? And then she just smiles. Auntie Carol. Yes, good answer. We will see you back in April here with your crown so that we can celebrate with you, okay? Congratulations again, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That is the beautiful Ntando Khuzwayo, who just won the amazing Preteen Universe title out in Johannesburg, and she brought it home to KZN for the first time ever. Thank you so much, Ntando. All the best, okay?
Thank you.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station.